customers come back time and time again. And we all take great pride in going the extra step to make your purchase as easy as possible. And with a knowledgeable, certified veteran sales team, we know that you won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Carroll at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
In the money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin, 100 smackaronis. Call it what you'd like, you're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way, and it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network, Upley at Harbor Beach in week number 5 of high school football. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, Rochelle Thompson, and Dwight Gosher with their call tonight. Now we listen in to our national anthem. Let's go through your starting lineups for both squads tonight. Let's start out with the Upley Bearcats. Casey Sweeney, your quarterback. Ethan Lemke, William Spicer, and Shane Ozentowski in your backfield as running back, fullback, and running back. Your line, that would be at center, Austin Bruski. At guard, Nolan Van Erp and Adam Weber. Tackles are Ethan Smalley and Nathan Partika. And tight ends would be Isaac Warzynski and Tyler Jones. On offense for the Harbor Beach Pirates, at quarterback, Michael Anderson. Your backfield would be Devin Puff. At running back or fullback, Devin Finkel. Ethan Hessling, also running back. Your offensive line, that would be tight end Mason Yon. The other tight end, oh, they're in there somewhere. That'd be Garrison Booms. Your line, the right guard, Anthony Schweitzer. Center would be Dakota Deer. Left guard, Jeff Oakley. And your right tackle, Jacob Kirsch. And your left tackle, Evan Smiglinski.
Looks like should be a good one, Clark. Both teams here getting their last-minute coaching wisdom given to them, but it is a beautiful night out here. It's absolutely awesome. The wind is extremely brutal out of the west, but nonetheless, the field looks like it's in great shape, and I fully expect a very competitive, hard-hitting, high-intensity ball game tonight.
Current conditions are in Harbor Beach, Michigan, are 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the west at 21 miles an hour, gusting all the way up to 35 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is at 29.9 inches. It feels like it's 70 degrees out. The humidity is at a low 53%. Sunset in about a half hour at 7:29 tonight, and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase, so I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. Sunrise 7:17, sunset 7:30. We're now down to 12 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. We lost 24 minutes of daylight since just 7 days ago. Your officials tonight, your referee, that'd be Joel Vigna. Umpire Wade Gornack. Linesman would be Tom Mayhew. Line judge John Wright. Your side judge would be Chris Storm. And your field judge, Rick Tank, a six-man team tonight.
Perfect. They're going to need all six of them with how physical this game's going to get, Clark.
Kicking off for the Bearcats, that would be number 88, the big man Colton Rosenthal, for in the white jersey, the Bearcats, black pants, black helmets, black face masks. 12 minutes are on the clock. Deep back for the Harbor Beach Pirates in all black uniforms, white number, orange outline. That would be number 13, Mason Yon. He plays tight end, defensive back, a 6'2", 160-pound senior. Rosenthal's kick stays low, and it bounces at the 13-yard line, going all the way back to the 4 and picked up by Yon. Yon across the 10, across the 15, still on his feet, and dives across the 20 all the way out to about the 22-yard line. And that's where Harbor Reach will start their drive, first and 10, left to right across the radio, into the wind.
Great, great kick by Rosenthal, though, as he shoots a line drive all the way over the heads of the front men of Harbor Beach, gets it to land at about the 22, 23-yard line, and it skips on an angle towards the corner, not quite getting into the end zone or the sideline. And Jan's got to pick it up at the 4, and he does a good job of getting it as far out as he did. He crosses the 20 out to the 22. So a long field ahead of the Pirates as they have to go a long ways against this Bearcat defense into these strong winds.
Harbor Beach coming out in a straight T formation. Anderson under center, three-man backfield. Left, right across your radio. Hand off to Devin Puff right up the middle. Not much going there. The Ubley defense swarming to the ball. That'd be Adam Weber on that defensive line coming out after a 2-yard gain for Puff. A second and 8 from the 24.
Like we talked about in the pregame, the Ubley Bearcats have one really good thing going for them on defense. They are strong up the middle. They are physical. They are tough. We mentioned a couple of those guys on the line, Nathan Partika, Austin Peruski, Adam Weber, a couple of them. You're going to run at those guys. You're going to need to push them out of the way. And no luck there. The Bearcat defense stand tall on first down.
About 2 yards inside the left hash, Anderson under center surveying the prairie. Looks around. There's the snap. It's a handoff right up the middle to that'd be Devin Finkel. He bursts out across the 30-yard line for a 6-yard gain. Nolan Van Erp with the tackle. And it's just shy of the first down by about a yard. Third down, well, according to the spot, 3rd and 2.
Good run there by Devin Finkel. A good hole created. Everybody followed where Devin Puff was going on that Bearcat defense. So when Anderson flipped it back to the running back Finkel, there was a large hole for him to run through. He did trip over one of his offensive linemen, which killed his momentum a bit, but he's able to dive ahead for good yardage. 3rd and 2 for the Pirates.
From the 30-yard line, same formation, Anderson under center. Waits goes close for his third option. He has the first down across the 35 all the way down to the 38-yard line. It's an 8-yard gain. Ethan Peruski on the tackle. And run the ball would be Ethan Hessling, that 5'11", 190-pound sophomore.
A very nice-looking sophomore as he takes it around the left side. Again, as we talked about, they seal off that end to go right around him and go up the field for a first down for the Pirates. All three backs getting a touch there on the first series. Look for that to continue. Behind Anderson, left to right, is Puff, Finkel in the middle, and Hessling on the right-hand side.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Anderson keeps it for himself, going around the right end, has him at defense in retreat, and he is across the 40-yard line, has about 5 positive yards when all is said and done. Adam Weber on the tackle, and it's going to set up a 2nd down, 5 to go for the Pirates as they're marching into this wind.
And not showing anything the same twice. You know, you look at the Bearcat offense, they're not afraid to run the same play, Clark, until you stop it. Harbor Beach, you've seen 4 plays, you've seen 4 different tailbacks, including the quarterback, carry the football. That one goes for about 5 yards. 2nd down and 5. Be interesting to see what the offense dials up next.
Same formation working off the right hash this time. Hand off right up the middle to Finkel. Finkel gets out to the 45-yard line before forward progress is stopped. Tackle made by Casey Sweeney there, coming up from the secondary to make that one after a 3-yard gain. 3rd down, 2 yards to go.
Austin Peruski in the area as well, helping make that tackle, but not until about 3.5 yards were gotten there. Maybe, yeah, they're going to give him 3. a third down and short. This is what you want in the offense, especially when you're running the wing tee. How can you make third down very short and manageable? Because you know in these situations, they'll go for it on fourth down.
Wind gusting beyond 30 miles an hour. It's a handoff to Ethan Hessling coming through the left gap. Has the first down by about a half a yard out to the 47 and a half yard line.